Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. We are continuing our study in the promises of God for everyday life. Today, I want to talk with you about God's promise for success. Do you believe that God has a promise of success for your personal life? It's in the Word of God. We find in Joshua 1:8 these amazing words, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." These words were written many, many years ago, and the words were directed to Joshua, who had become the leader of the people of Israel after the death of God's servant Moses. But they apply today as a secret or key to success for the believer as much as they applied in Joshua's day. God was instructing Joshua how he would have success both as a leader and as a person who loved God. And the key we see here in Joshua 1:8 is that God gave Joshua the instruction to not allow the word of God to depart from his mouth, and also that he would have to meditate day and night in the words of God and observe to do everything that God had written. And then it says he would make his way prosperous, and then he would have good success. These words are as true today as they were in the time of Joshua. We can take this promise of God, this principle of the Word of God, and take it to the bank, so to speak, in the sense of making a deposit of, in our spirit, of the Word of God and seeing God's Word come to pass in our lives. Are you a person who truly does not allow the Word of God to depart from your mouth? That's a condition in order to receive the promise of God's success. What does that mean to not allow the Word of God to depart from your mouth? Well, let me put it to you this way. God wants you to speak out of your mouth only things that agree with His holy word, not things that are contrary to His word, not things that Satan would like for you to say, which of course would not agree with the word of God, but things that God would say. It's important that the thoughts of God become our thoughts. It's important that the word of God becomes our words, that we stand in agreement both in our minds, in the sense of our thought life and what we meditate on, as well as in our words and in our actions. These were the keys that God gave to Joshua in order for him to have success and that his way would be made prosperous. God wants you to succeed in your given profession. God wants you to succeed in your marriage. God wants you to succeed in child raising. God wants you to succeed in everything you put your hand to. We see this same principle also described in Psalm chapter 1, and it says, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does, shall prosper." It is the same principle that we find in Joshua 1:8. The person who will keep his mind, his heart, and his words fixed upon what God says, fixed upon what God thinks, fixed upon the word of our living God. And this is his counsel, not the counsel of the world, but the counsel of the word of God. And his delight is in the word of God. This person shall be like a tree that's planted by water. That's a fruitful tree. That's one who has green leaves, not withered leaves. It says, whose leaf shall also not wither. It's the one that's not afraid when the drought comes because it has a source, and that source is God himself. And whatever he does shall prosper. That's the heart of God towards you. Some Christians would say, well, some people prosper and some people don't. Or perhaps they will say, well, some people are just destined to be successes and some people are just destined to be mediocre in life. If you allow such unscriptural thoughts, philosophies, or worldviews to grip your heart and your thought life, you will block, you'll put up a barrier to God's promise of success for your personal life. It is vital that you don't allow unscriptural, unbiblical thinking to pollute your thought life. And then, of course, the scripture tells us that whatever a man thinks in his heart, his mouth will speak. So you'll be in double trouble because your thought life will be influenced by unscriptural thinking. And then the words of your mouth will come forth with unbiblical words. And the Bible's very clear in Proverbs 18:21, where it says that death and life are in the power of the tongue. And the person who loves it, who loves to make sure that life is coming out of their mouth, will eat the fruit of it. Or the person who isn't aware of it and speaks a lot of death, they'll eat the fruit of that. So we have to be very, very watchful that we do not allow the word of God, or God's truth, you could say, the truth of what God says, to depart from our mouth. Speak things, only things that agree with God's word. For instance, I have heard Christians say things like, well, Murphy's Law is in place, you can tell, which is a ridiculous and very negative statement that will come to pass for people if they believe it. Murphy's Law simply says that whatever bad thing can happen will certainly happen. And if it could get worse, it'll get worse. And such thinking of along this lines. If you subscribe to that type of thinking, even if you do so in a joking manner, understand this. You are planting seeds in your own spirit, in your own thought life, that are absolutely contrary to God's plan for you. Do you want the worst thing to happen to you? Of course you don't. Well, then don't say things, even in a joke, that imply that that's your fate, so to speak. Because God wants you to have everything that you do prosper. He wants you to have good success. But this will only come as we are obedient to the word of God and we don't allow God's word to depart from your mouth. When you say something, even in a joking way, that's contrary to the word of God, you have allowed God's word to depart from your mouth, and you've instead replaced it with some ridiculous thing that Satan would like for you to say that will speak death, defeat, lack of victory, underachievement, or whatever over your own life. Make sure that you're very watchful in these areas. Another thought for you as well is, don't allow perhaps a family tradition or a family curse even of poverty, of defeat, of underachievement, of lack of success to dominate you. You do not have to fall prey to the same family bondage that perhaps your relatives or generations before you have fallen prey to. Satan would like for you to fall right into line with that, but we have authority in the name of Jesus and by the blood of the Lamb to take our place in Christ. And when you come into Christ, you're a new creation. You've been grafted into the vine. You've come into a new lineage, so to speak, and it's the lineage of the tribe of Judah. And there's no generational bondage in that lineage. And you can say to the enemy who's going to try to say to you, you're not going to be successful. Your dad wasn't successful. Your dad before that, grandfather was not successful. You'll never be a success. You can say, Satan, in the name of Jesus, I have been redeemed from the curse of the law. I have been grafted into the vine, and my lineage is clean, and I have good success because I'm a child of God, and I meditate on God's word day and night. You have to take your place in Christ. You have to believe God's word over the circumstances you may be facing, as well as the lies Satan will try to present to you, and see if he can get you to come into agreement with him, as opposed to coming into agreement with the word of God. Make sure your tongue is operating in the word and not in the flesh. If you allow your tongue to speak defeat or failure or disaster, you will open the door for Satan to be able to have room to operate. Even though it is not God's will for that to occur in your life, you can open a door by agreeing with the enemy of your soul. Don't say things like, I can't, I was never good at this, it'll never get better, things are going too well, a disaster must be looming. Things like that are open doors for the enemy to come in and bring the very thing that you are speaking. It's like giving him an engraved, written invitation to come and bring defeat and failure, disaster your way. Guard your mouth so that you do not allow God's word to depart from your lips. God wants you to be successful. He has given you a promise that you can make your way prosperous and you can have good success by keeping God's word as the guard over your mouth, by meditating on his word day and night so that you can see what God would have you to do and you can observe everything that he's written for you and I. That's all the time that we have for today, but I want to encourage you, if you'd like further study on the promises of God for everyday life, just write to us here at Hidden with Christ Ministries, and for any gift of $40 or more to this radio ministry, we'll send you our 8-tape series entitled The Promises of God for Everyday Life. Just ask for it when you write and send your generous gift, and we appreciate it and thank you. This is Rita Langland encouraging you, have a victorious and a prosperous week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.